The Food and Drug Administration says an increasingly popular medical device is malfunctioning more often than it used to. It's called an implantable cardiac defibrillator. When it works, it's supposed to shock the heart if it stops beating normally. Tens of thousands of people get one every year, and the people who have it include Vice President Dick Cheney. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on what authorities say about the defibrillators now.
The FDA's assessment is based on its own records. The agency reviewed the annual reports that defibrillator manufacturers filed from 1990 to 2002 and found that on average, roughly 5 out of every 1,000 defibrillators implanted was replaced due to malfunctions. Scott Gottlieb, deputy commissioner of the FDA, said the agency's review shows that in most cases, the devices are working well and saving hundreds of thousands of lives. But he said the review also confirms the rate of malfunctions is increasing, and the possibility that the trend will continue, Gottlieb says, is troubling.
We are concerned, especially as more people receive these devices, and as they provide more benefits, we want to be giving patients and doctors good information about how to deploy them most appropriately.
The FDA released its findings at a meeting on Friday of the Heart Rhythm Society. The group's members are doctors who prescribe and implant defibrillators and other devices to regulate the heart's rhythm. Many are upset with Guidant Corporation, which made a defibrillator involved in the death of a 21-year-old earlier this year. Guidant hadn't told doctors that in very rare instances, the model could short-circuit and fail to function. The company had actually developed a new model that fixed the problem, but it continued to sell the older one. Eric Prostowski is director of the Clinical Electrophysiology Lab at St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis and a past president of the Heart Rhythm Society.
I think that if a company has made a decision that they had to make a change because the device could cause somebody to die if it malfunctioned, personally, I think they should have notified us and taken the rest of the devices off the shelf.
The company told doctors about the problem after that death and recalled tens of thousands of units. Another big company, Medtronic, also issued a recall that affected thousands of defibrillators this year. The batteries in those units ran the risk of discharging suddenly. The company had designed a new model to remove that risk, but like Guidant, chose to keep selling the older units. Prostowski says the problem is companies are not required to tell doctors about extremely rare problems, even if the problems could be catastrophic. He wants the Heart Rhythm Society to develop a disclosure standard that the FDA would enforce. He says that way doctors and patients can together decide how to deal with even a very small risk of a malfunction.
The point is that I need to be a part of making that decision. I'm the one who sees the patient. I have to talk to the family. Patients want to know the risks and benefits. We all want to know that when we take any therapy.
The industry says the specifics of such a system must be worked out before it can commit to it. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.